The fire broke out about 5 o'clock Sunday evening. Casey Vorwallow, a spokesman with the Park City Fire District, says both South Summit and Park City fire crews responded.
Their entire fire department responded to it, as well as two of our fire engines from the Park City Fire District. Suppression efforts took about 2 hours to get the house out. It's a 5,000-square-foot house. It's a very large fire. Burned off the entire roof structure of the house, and then took out the top level and the main level of the house as well.
The house is located in the area of Wild Willow Drive and Aspen Road. While the family is safe, the house was destroyed.
Everybody was able to get out, so there were no injuries. So that's a huge blessing, but all the Christmas stuff is gone.
The fire is under investigation, but he says they believe it started in the chimney and had been burning for a while before they finally noticed it.
Chimney fires are odd, especially when they get into an attic, because they can get into an attic and burn for a while before they finally burn through and someone sees smoke and fire. And the father had heard, he had a couple of missionaries over there, and they heard some popping noise in the attic. And the kids were outside playing with a little remote control helicopter, and they heard the popping noise, and they thought that the helicopter must have got stuck on the roof, because the kids were outside standing there looking up at the roof. And they walked outside, and about the same time they got outside, one of the neighbors came running over saying, "Hey, there's smoke and fire on your roof." And they didn't have very much time between then and when it got so bad they couldn't go in. So they were able to grab a few things before it became unmanageable to get in there. But most of the stuff was destroyed in the fire.
The family made it safely outside and called 911. As many as 25 fire personnel responded to the fire and battled the blaze for 2 hours before they extinguished it. The home is a total loss. He says there has been great support from the neighbors.
We had 50 people out there wanting to do whatever they could to help. So they were able to find a place to stay. And there's 5 kids, ages 3 to 12, and then mom and dad. And the community outreach has been great, but that's one thing that we're really trying to focus on is take something that's such a negative and try to put a positive spin on it, especially this time of year with young kids and Christmas and everything.
A GoFundMe account has been established. You can see that on the KPCW Local News Hour Facebook page. Accounts for the Easton family have also been established at Zions, Mountain America, and Key Banks. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.